America has failed trade policies. Before the economic collapse, we were borrowing $2 billion a day from countries like China to buy things that we used to make here with family wage jobs from them. That's not sustainable. Not only have we lost millions of family wage jobs and our manufacturing base, we are amassing an international debt that will allow countries like China to have leverage over the United States in the future. That's not a sustainable policy. We need a new trade policy. And for President Obama to push forward some of the last free trade deals, so-called, negotiated by George Bush on Panama, Colombia, and Korea, is unconscionable. He promised us change, and I'm determined that we will have change. We will have change in our trade policy. We will develop a trade policy that serves the American workers, that rebuilds our manufacturing base, strengthens our economy, lessens our debt to foreign nations, and that will not come through perpetuating what we've done in the past. I authored a letter that's been signed by 55 members of Congress to the Speaker of the House saying if she brings forward on behalf of the President a free trade agreement, that we will stand united against it. And we've asked further that Congress say no more free trade agreements, that Congress send the President new parameters for trade policies and require negotiations of the failed policies of the past. We must begin to change the way we deal with the rest of the world in trade. We cannot afford to borrow more money and lose more jobs. The most recent insult was Chrysler. Having received a federal bailout, Chrysler announced they're going to close the most advanced engine manufacturing plant they own in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and instead build a plant in Saltillo, Mexico. This has got to stop. We need to bring the jobs home and stop hemorrhaging cash overseas.